Now time for the Chatham County Roundup, presented to us by Weaver Street Realty. They specialize in local real estate and have since 1982. Every story is set somewhere. Theirs is right here. I am joined on the phone today by Chatham News and Record reporter Hannah McClellan, who's going to be talking to us about some recent stories that she's been doing specifically in the education field. Hannah, how are you? How's your start to 2021 been so far?
Hey, I'm good. Thanks for asking. 2021 has been interesting for sure, I think most of us can say.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And especially if you are covering education for the newspaper, because that has got to be one of the most challenging and just ongoing kind of crazy discussions, because everybody has an opinion on it. So many people are worried about the kids, worried about what's best for them, but also worried about what's going on with COVID-19. And I know that Chatham County Schools is in the thick of that with their board holding a retreat last week, but also, I believe, making a decision recently to push back in-person school. Is that correct?
Yeah. So high school students were actually set since about September to return to in-person hybrid learning on Thursday, the 21st. But the board voted last week to push that back to February 1st with the idea that they'd be giving high school teachers a little bit of extra time to plan for protocol and also to leave some extra space between the holiday surge in cases.
Got it. I see. So that's a little bit different from CHCCS. And I know that in the community here, and we've also seen this with Orange County, they were considering moving to a hybrid plan, but pushed it back way further with the goal of, you know, let's wait and see whether things get better from the holidays. But it sounds like for Chatham, in person will be held. It's just a matter of, you know, when instead of if for this spring semester.
Yeah, so all the K through 8 students have been in school since, I think 6 through 8 started back December 7th, and then more students were back before that. So Chatham is pretty unique in that the cases in the county and in the school have been relatively lower than the surrounding regions, and so it's been interesting to hear the board discuss kind of trying to balance taking the rising cases across the state seriously while also keeping in mind that, you know, they at this point haven't had any clusters or community spread within the school system.
Yeah, no doubt. It is a little bit different, but the rest of the state is an important factor in that. And Chatham's population and their disbursement definitely helps with that, as we've been learning through the rest of the pandemic. I imagine one of the reasons why there's a push to get kindergarten and eighth graders back is the challenges that remote learning has posed to those ages of kids specifically.
Yeah, I think like many people have said about the pandemic as a whole, remote learning, I think, has definitely emphasized barriers and inequities that have existed in education, particularly public education, for a long time before the coronavirus. But, you know, things like access to internet and the support of parents who can help you with homework and, you know, even having the access to tutoring or things like that, we're seeing play a huge difference in how students are able to engage and succeed in remote learning. Just last week, I actually reported on the failure at risk rates going up in Chatham. And the failure at risk rates are students who received a D or an F. And so 22% of students received a D or F this past semester, which was up from 12.5% last year. And that's actually the difference of about 700 to 800 students, depending on what enrollment data you look at. And so, you know, it's clear that students are struggling and school districts are trying to find resources and ways to alleviate that. I know a lot of teachers I've spoken to are doing a lot of creative things to address those challenges. But, you know, one thing that's definitely true about remote learning and school during the coronavirus is that, you know, there's there's really no perfect solution when there's so many stakeholders and interests represented in the discussion.
Absolutely. We're speaking with Hannah McClellan, a reporter for the Chatham News and Record. ChathamNewsRecord.com is their website, and talking about that story that you reported on and we actually featured on Chapelboro too. I want to know, besides just that statistic of the increase of students that received D or F grades, which I think is what people really are going to pay attention to and latch onto, what, when talking with the people you used as sources in the story, what stood out to you from what they said in terms of what kids were experiencing and, you know, how or why this gap has now been seen?
Yeah, I mean, I think the fact that the district saw a trend of students in rural areas or from higher at risk and lower socioeconomic schools having the higher differences is really profound. I think it's something that we almost come to expect when we look at statistics and success metrics. But, you know, I think that's something that should really, you know, cause us to pause and think, you know, how can we actually step into this and help these students? A lot of the students that received D's or F's were unable to have consistent internet access, which is a big issue in Chatham County. And many students were also on paper only packets, meaning that, you know, they would pick up packets of educational material and not be able to engage much with their teachers in a remote setting. And so I think the district, you know, was clear that they know remote learning isn't the same as face-to-face instruction. And so from there, they're just really trying to find ways to mitigate some of the challenges that come from remote learning, especially because even though people are in hybrid learning, that still does require the remote piece.
Yeah, absolutely. Once again, ChathamNewsRecord.com is the website. We're speaking with reporter Hannah McClellan. Hannah, we've got to begin to wrap up here, but you've got a couple of other pieces that you've worked on recently that I want to ask you about, one of which is from this week's paper on the local reaction to President Trump's impeachment last week. What is that story focused on, and what did you find when talking to people in the community?
Yeah, so I actually worked on this piece with my colleague, Lars Dolder. And so we reached out to a few Chatham leaders representatives. And so we were actually just interested in seeing, you know, what they thought of the impeachment and kind of what was reflected across partisan lines as well. And so we definitely found among the Democratic leaders that we spoke to that, you know, pretty consistently leaders were critical of Trump's incitement of the Capitol attack that happened on the 6th. And they also consistently supported impeachment as well as the Senate, you know, affirming that conviction. We were unsuccessful in actually reaching to communicate with Republican leaders, the leaders that we did reach out to. Either declined to comment or would only comment off the record. But it was interesting. We looked at the some thoughts from the Chatham County Republican Party's Facebook page. And it was interesting to see that page post kind of, I think, what was a unifying statement or an attempt to be a unifying statement about, you know, moving forward peacefully after the riot and supporting a peaceful transition of power, and seeing a lot of the Republican commenters criticizing that statement and kind of digging into the idea that the presidential election was stolen and should therefore still be fought to be overturned.
Once again, ChathamNewsRecord.com is the website to find that story, find Hannah's story on the percentage of Chatham students who have begun to get worse grades, and lots of other news from around the county. Hannah, thanks so much for taking the time to join us today, and good luck with the rest of your stories that you've got coming up.
Perfect. Thanks so much for having me.